Coffee is for Closers, guys, with your host, Johnny Q. In this podcast, you're going to learn how to close your sales, prospecting new business, working with sales objections, getting higher commissions, and managing your sales time.
I'll show you how to kill it all the time, every time.
Coffee is for Closers is going to be the best sales podcast online. Good morning, guys. This is Johnny Q. This is How to Take Control of the Sale. This is your host, Johnny Q. This is Coffee is for Closers. People buy from people they like. Have them fall in love with your personality and you will end up closing them. Johnny Q, Coffee is for Closers, Season 2, Episode 9. So guys, how do we take control of the sale to start off? Well, everyone in the industry has came up upon the point where they lose control of the sale. They could be an aggressive customer. Maybe they said something that, the prospect went ahead and just went off the side road from point A to the road to point B, which is the close. This can and will cost you thousands of dollars in commissions over time if you don't correct it. You can't be losing control of your sale because obviously the customer will, end up leaving somewhere else, to have somebody in control of the sale. Or if you end up making a sale, it's just usually nothing, peanuts for commission. Most of the sales professionals don't know how to recover and take control of the sale when they lose it to a demanding customer, or it could be an aggressive customer. It costs the sales professional the sale or ends up being a low commission voucher. As we all know, low commission vouchers is not what we're all trying to accomplish at Coffee is for Closers. We're trying to accomplish high grossing volume sales and getting you the right control and repeat customers. Customer retention, of course, is very important. Losing control of the sale will affect your credibility. Your prospect will take advantage of this situation all the time, okay? They're like animals. If they sense fear, they will take control of the fear and they will take control of the sale, putting you in a very bad situation. This results most of the time the loss of the deal, or you will be eating dirt from your customer from the beginning. It'll be a horrible sale. You might as well turn it to somebody that's gonna have control, get some help, okay? Most of the time, this is a result that you haven't, that you have lost control of the sale and don't know how to recover, okay? Don't worry, I'm here to help you. Most sales professionals get intimidated from an aggressive buyer that believes they know the business better than you do, or they were possibly in the business for a couple of months. They think they know, they couldn't cut it. They think they know. However, they think they're an expert in your field, okay? That's why they're not in the industry anymore. However, we're gonna show you how to do that. So I want you to imagine the customer seeing a medical professional. Would they act the same way they're acting with you? Of course not. The medical professional will always take charge of the situation, right away. I have a doctor friend that asked, one time we were asking, and I was just explain this theory and how a lot of salespeople lose control of the sale. And this is by far the number one thing. I was surprised. By far the number one thing people ask me, companies or sales professionals ask me, hey, can you talk about this situation? And I say, oh, you lost control of the sale. And they're looking at me and I say, yeah, how do you recover on that? Perfect. This is the episode for you, okay? So back to my doctor friend, I was asking him about his patients, and then he says, the patients are trying to tell me what's wrong with them, they try to tell him, hey, this is what's wrong with me, because this is... Respectfully, he always goes back and goes through all the research they have done. And, respectfully, he goes in, this happens when this, trying to explain to him. Believe me, it happens all the time. People start to diagnose themselves on their health conditions. This is outrageous. However, the patient gets stopped simply. They lose control of the situation. So, it doesn't get out of hand. He always tells me, I always go back to him, dismantle what they have built and reconstruct it. So he takes control of the situation right away. Hey, he has taught the nurses, and everybody how to take control of the cell, because that always happens. It always happens. So I was shocked that it happens to them. So taking control of the scenario is very important. This can easily cost you the deal, as we were talking earlier, okay? And if you don't know how to handle it, this will kill your cell before it even begins. It's easy to fall victim of this situation all the time. Every business institution that I visited, any sales train, this problem happens more often than what you think. I was involved in Utah a couple of years ago, and to my surprise, the experienced sales closer comes up to me for advice about taking control of the situation. And I was shocked that he was asking me advice about taking control of the situation. However, it happens. This is a good closer, okay? That's just asking for, hey, what do you do when you're in this situation? And this is perfectly, it happens to everybody, guys. You could be an experienced closer, you can be a beginner. It happens. So the correct way, this is a smart closer that he's asking for help. Hey, can I get some pointers here? Maybe you can, teach me a thing or two, and how can I use that when I'm closing? Perfect, that was great, okay? Again, to my surprise, I was really shocked to see that a lot of sales teams are having a hard time taking control of the sale. Many sales professionals are really having the hard time understanding the importance of taking control of the sale. So the first error they're committing is they're not giving in the importance or the time to realize, hey, this is important. They just kind of looked over it. It's very important, because if you set the tone from the get-go of, hey, I'm in control, you came to visit me, I am the professional, I'm gonna lead the way and lead you to victory. That's exactly why you came to see me, okay? So it's very important. Don't ever underestimate the importance of having control of the sale. In this episode, we're going to teach you, we're going to talk about the advanced methods in increasing your chances to close the customer and to always have control of the sale. And this methods, it's advanced methods for future sell opportunities that will let you keep control of the sale, close the customer with, customer retention. So let's start. Before I start, I want to take the time to thank everybody that has made season 2 episode 8, which was Always Stay Competitive. It just blew up yesterday and it was great. Thank you so much for everybody that has been listening. I got a lot of love, and I want to just give out a quick shout out for my peeps in California. Okay, my friends in California, Mountain View, Palo Alto, in Santa Ana. Thank you so much. Number one, people from Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, much love. People from Seattle, Washington, I got a big response. Around the world, Australia, New South Wales, thank you so much. Canada, Quebec and Ontario, thank you so much. Germany, now, I'm sorry if I get this wrong, Thuringia, okay, Germany, thank you. And Land Berlin, I want to thank you. My peeps in Ireland, in Leinster, United Kingdom, of course, my peeps in England, thank you so much, and people in Russia, Moscow, Russia, thank you so much. Now, if guys, you guys are listening to this, thank you so much for blowing up Always Stay Competitive. That's season 2, episode number 8. Also, check out Executing a Price Increase. That will help you, you know, sell at a very high price. Never Ending Pipeline. If you're having trouble, you know, right now selling, or you want to, you know, pump up your sales, do that. Never Ending Customer Pipeline. It's a great way to, you know, jumpstart your sales right now, okay? 300% rule, okay? That is just an overall one. You just always want to go back and listen to it and go through that. 300% rule will change your selling abilities. And again, with this one, I want to combine it with dealing with aggressive prospects. This happens very much with aggressive prospects that they're going around, and this happens. You lose control of the sale, okay? By now, I want to thank my sponsors of Coffee is for Closers, and here we go. Thank you so much, sponsors. Social proof. So what's the problem with people buying today? People are always looking for cues from other people to have social proof to justify their actions, especially when they're buying. It's like kind of keeping up with the Joneses. Have you ever heard that? You know, if the Joneses right across the street bought a car, then we should go out and buy a car, okay? That's exactly the mentality that they're having, okay? This is called social proof. This is done when people do what other people are doing. So if they're buying this, or if they're going to vacation, they do exactly the same thing because they're, you know, it's social proof. Every person in sales has or will take advantage of this situation to sell by making the prospect believe that people are buying and are more likely to buy as masses. When social proof is around, people love to justify their purchase with social proof. The mentality is, if they're buying, we are also buying. Remember that, here's a good example. Remember the house crisis that we had? Okay, that's when people, if the neighbors are buying a second home, then we're going to buy a second home. That led to a house crisis. Now, when COVID-19 hit, there was a crazy frenzy about buying up the toilet paper, causing a huge shortage on toilet paper, you know, antibacterial wipes, you know, and everything, you know, okay? That is what we call social proof. Now, if you turn the table around, any sales professional can use social proof to convince prospects to purchase. If you can simply adjust your selling method to make your prospect believe that other people are buying in the market, in your market, for your product and services, you can facilitate the purchase and process and close your deal, okay? See, humans use something called fundamental attribution. This is when people predict on what other people are going to do. You take advantage of this action. You, as the sales professional, need to give an easy direction on how to purchase your product and services in order to persuade your purchase, your customer to purchase, of course, okay? Now, how do we persuade them? Easy. Let me show you. Persuade by mimicking. This is a secret method, okay, where you can persuade a prospect to purchase by mimicking them. The subject then enters your commands simply by mimicking their own body language or their body actions. These actions are carried out when you are negotiating, when you are in the negotiating stage and you're going back and forth. They will be 83% more likely to take control of the sale. You will be able to take control of the sale with your sales proposal, okay? So whenever you're going back and forth and it gets out of hand, you want to persuade them by mimicking They will release control of the cell, okay, giving you control, and now their actions, okay, their actions and their attention will be with you so you can take advantage and close the sale. This is highly important for the particular reason that people do mimicking natural and employ it and don't even know that they're doing it, okay? So it's a natural human habit. With some practice, you can learn how to properly mimic your prospect and get them to persuade them into anything you want. Now, you will need three vital important features that you must have when you're doing mimicking. So, number one is to always observe. You observe your customer, okay? A sales professional must pay close attention to what the prospect is doing. Body language is very important. Here, you're looking at them, okay? The way they sit, the way they sit in the corner, okay? The way you place the paper sales proposal in front of them, okay? Anything that you are, you want to almost mirror them, okay? So you wait for it. At one point in the exchange, you can wait about 10 seconds and you mimic their actions. So if they're sitting on the edge of the chair, you want to mimic that, okay? This makes the customer feel more comfortable in doing business with you. They're open. That is the second one. You wait for it. You wait for their natural reaction and you give it about 10 seconds and you do exactly what they're doing. You mirror their body language, okay? So number one, you're gonna just observe them, okay? Number two, you wait for it and give it about 10 seconds and you do exactly, you sit down or mimic their body language, what they're doing, their body actions, you wanna go ahead and back. So pay close attention if they're crossing their hands, you cross your hands, if they're slouching their chair, they're sitting back, you do that. You're making them feel comfortable. You want them to sit at a point when you are sitting at the edge of your chair and they're close attention, okay? And repeat it, okay? Recreate this. This is number three. You're going to go over, okay? So one is to observe. Second is to wait for the body language. And the third is you're going to repeat it because they're going to be moving around, okay? You almost recreate one or two movements of what they're doing. This way, when you're speaking to them, you're mimicking the customer's body language, okay? You're almost acting like a mirror in front of them, okay? And it's going to sound crazy at first. You're going to be like, what the hell is this person? But it comes so natural that they won't even notice it. They're not going to notice it because I do it all the time, okay? By mimicking, you will get results in persuasion. You're persuading your prospect to advance in your favor. You're going to say something, okay? And they're going to be listening. 100% of their attention is with you because you're making them feel great, okay? And everything you say at that point becomes, you know, 100% receptive to their brains, okay? You start to make them feel listened, and finally they fall into the spell that you're really understanding them. Mimicking helps stimulate the brain by calming and focusing on what you are saying. This will give you the advantage to focus on selling and closing the customer, and it works great when you have multiple customers in front of you. You want to wait and mimic the dominant person. Usually this is the person talking more, okay, and making all the decisions in the sale. So that's if you have, you know, husband, wife, aunt, and everybody there, okay? So you want to pay close attention to them and mimic the dominant person, okay? If you have one, great, you just mimic them. But if you have multiple, that usually happens, mimic the dominant person. And you can find out who is the dominant because usually they're the ones talking more and they're the ones making the decision. Okay, making the decision. Of course, you always want to pay close attention to the person that's not talking. Okay, what are they doing? you know, if they're throwing in their inputs. Now, in my place, you know, like when I'm talking, it's always important to pay close attention to the wife, okay? Husband, then wife, okay? Because if the wife is telling him, buy it, you know what he's going to do? He's going to fucking buy it. Mimicking using language. Mimicking using language has to be one of my favorite tools I use in negotiating. However, I always use it when I'm in a restaurant and I'm trying to obtain better service, or I need something, or if I'm at a hotel and I need to stay longer, I always use this. I love this tool, okay? Because you can use it to influence anybody and persuade them to do anything that you want them to do. This one strategy will help you. It's one of those strategies that keeps on giving and giving, okay? It's the one of my favorite ones, okay? One of the best ways to complement mimicking movement or action is to mimic the language as well. So if you combine them both, it's like more powerful. When you are negotiating on a deal, listen to what the prospect's strong words are, okay? At this point, you want to use their own words, and here's a perfect example to do this, because you'll be mimicking their strong words, okay? So, let's say, customer, I don't feel that we can make this affordable. Closer, affordable? James, would you consider looking at final numbers on the AZ product? That has all the options you need and want. I feel confident we can work together, find an affordable plan for us. Are you in? And there you go. That's exactly what it is, okay? When people hear their own words coming from your mouth, they instantly, like that, okay? It places the customer in an open-minded state of mind, okay? They instantly feel more comfortable with you. When you are combining mimicking actions and mimicking language, this instantly see a difference. You will see instantly a difference of how people are reacting to your request to pay more attention to your products or services. Okay? They fall in love with this. Okay? You will be able to generate a win-win deal at no hassle whatsoever. They will not fight you with anything. They will not get any. This limits the objections and rejections. This produces an opportunity to keep the deal at a high gross margin and a very, very satisfied customer. So, and especially if you are having problems with surveys that a lot of companies, you know, have surveys, customer retention surveys, and they send them out to your customer, they rate you, you will hit it out of the ballpark, I guarantee you, okay, using this. So please work on that, go back into there, and just remember, especially when I'm explaining the examples here, go back, make sure you totally understand that, mold it to whatever works for you, okay, and make sure this helps you out in mimicking their strong words. So in that situation, was affordable because it was the last thing. He's telling me, I don't know if this is going to be affordable. And I said, affordable, I start that. Like almost making a question. Affordable, okay, the first thing he's listening is his strong word, affordable. And then I go into calming James down. James, would you consider looking at final numbers on the product XYZ, okay, that has all the options you need and want, okay? So I address it affordable. It has all your needs and wants, okay? I feel confident we, the customer and I, can work together, okay? I didn't promise him anything, okay? I just say, hey, if you know, I put some of my work, you put some of my work, we can find an affordable plan that works for us. Are you in or are you out? Okay? So you want to play with that. Okay? This is just a rough example of what would I do in that situation. Okay? To sum everything that has been stated before, okay, so far, By using mimicking actions and mimicking language, you will see better results when you're negotiating with your potential customer. This takes practice, some practice, you know, of course, everything takes practice. So I want you to practice this. However, it comes natural to humans. This is going to feel so natural. It's like, you know, but you will reap the rewards. All of a sudden, you'll be like, man, this is working better than I thought. Something so simple, you will gain so much, okay? This will position you into creating those high gross margin, those deals that you love, and you won't even know that you're mimicking. So if you start mimicking body language, the actions your customers are doing, and mimicking their language, it's a great compliment to mimic both of them, and then it produces such great results in a short period of time, and it will keep you on control of your sale, because sometimes customers go on control of the sale, and then sales professionals don't know how to take control. So if you start mimicking their body language, it tones them down, okay? And you start mimicking their power words, okay? Their most important words. All of a sudden, they release the control of the sale, giving you back control of the sale. And you say, hey, affordable? Let's look at final numbers on this vehicle that we're looking. And let's find it. It has all the options that you want and need, okay? And if we work together, we can find an affordable plan for us. Are you in or are you out? I love that, okay? So take control. Don't ever lose. So at that situation, when you lose control, you feel you lost control of the sale, try mimicking their actions and mimicking their power words, okay? We do mimicking every day. You just haven't noticed. We mimic when we want to persuade our children to clean the rooms. Mimic people at the bar when we're trying to flirt. We mimic our spouses to take out the trash. By the way, I need to take out the trash. pay close attention to how mimicking is important to your day-to-day lives. And you will always find that it comes very natural to you whenever you want to persuade something, okay? Use it in your selling today and drop me a quick shout out to see how it works, okay? You will find that mimicking will help you and will deliver you bigger gross margins on your deals, and will deliver great, satisfying customers. Again, follow me. If you haven't had a chance to hit that subscribe button, please hit that subscribe button. Please share this on Facebook, you know, telling your peeps what you how this helped you. And show me some love. Follow me on TikTok. Again, share it on social media. Just like we blew up yesterday's episode, always stay competitive. Thank you so much, guys, for all the love, all the support. Please share it. Show me some love on social media. Hashtag it. You know, coffee is for closers. God bless, and thank you so much for listening.